Well, good morning and happy Friday. Can I take a second and just tell you, it's my husband's birthday. So happy birthday, Robert. I love you. I'm Susan Kent, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin with our prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled Blind Faith. Hear now the word of the Lord from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Now consider this. You know, before I became a Christian, it seemed that most people who talked about following God will describe some sort of like blind faith. It's as if they were using a divining rod or rolling the dice to see how far they should move. So to me, following the Christian faith seemed a little disconcerting. I wonder, does your faith feel blind sometimes? You know, we are about halfway through this Lenten season. We've been intentionally creating space to encounter the triune God, and we've been voluntarily surrendering our lives as an offering to the Lord. I wonder, are you experiencing a shift or a transformation in your spiritual life? I hope so. If not, you may need to surrender some more. But I pray that you are, because as you put these steps into practice, I guarantee that you will better understand that following Jesus, it isn't blind at all. As we learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, it's easier to follow God's direction. And as we read today, following God leads to blessings. You know, in a pivotal moment of Abram's, that's soon to be Abraham, in his life, he hears the Lord tell him to go to a new place so that he can bless them. And in that call, the Lord is asking him to trust God with his future. But have you ever wondered, why didn't the Lord just bless Abram where he was? Why was it that Abram had to pick up his household and move to another location? Well, the truth is, sometimes we need a physical shift to experience a spiritual shift. We have to let go of our life to receive a blessing from the Lord. In reality, God absolutely could have blessed Abram in any location and in any circumstances. But God wanted Abram to be the vessel through which he would bless the world. And that was going to require trust. God didn't need his possessions or even his location. The only thing that God needed was his obedience. In the ancient world, you might know this, your land was your inheritance to pass on to your children and to provide and to protect your household. Well, Abram's call to obedience, that meant that he had to put everything into God's hand and he had to trust him with his future. Well, as we've said before, Abraham would hold nothing back. In fact, if you continue to chapter 12, you see that he took everything. Verse 5 tells us, he took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions that they had accumulated, and the people that they had acquired in Haran. He didn't leave some clothes in the closet, you know, just in case. Or he didn't put his house up for rent, you know, so that he'd have a place to return to if God's plan didn't quite work out. As a sign of trust, Abram left what was comfortable and what was known to go where God directed. The disciples were actually given a similar directive when Jesus said, follow me. They had to lay down any worry that they had about their new profession, you know, and how they would provide for themselves and their families, or even where they were going. Following your faith in Jesus can bring you to a crossroads in your life. Trust me, I know. Will you stay in the place where you know everything and everyone? Or will you go to a new place? Are you willing to physically shift to experience a spiritual shift? While it may seem that the first step of Abram's surrender started with his feet, it actually began within his relationship with God. Did he trust in the voice of the Lord? Did he trust in the plans the Lord had for him? The answer is yes. And so can we. The prayer. Lord, we may not know what the future holds, but you do. We trust you with our days, and we will go where you tell us to go without reservation. Amen. The questions. When have you felt God direct you to make a change in your life? Did you struggle with any doubt, or were you confident in the change? And how does your relationship with Jesus help you when you find yourself at a crossroads? For The Awakening, I am Susan. I hope your day is incredible, and I hope to see you tomorrow.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.